Very good, thank you. I will call the meeting of the TRPA Hearings Officer Virtual Meeting of February 18th, 2021 to order. Our first item is approval of the agenda. Do we have any staff changes to?
Andrew, you went on mute there.
Sorry, I thought I was. Item number two on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do we have any staff changes to today's agenda?
No changes.
Very good. We'll move on to item three, public interest comments. Under this item, any member of the public wishing to address the hearings officer on any agenda item not listed as an announcement of appeal rights or public hearing item or on any other issue may do so at this time. However, public comments on announcement of appeal rights or public hearing items will be taken at the time that those agenda items are heard. Please note that the hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public that are not listed on this agenda. At this point, I will ask Robbie to please look for a show of hands. If there is anyone on today's meeting who would like to address the hearings officer on a non-agenda or appeal rights item.
No hands were raised, so we can move forward with the agenda.
Very good, thank you. Let's move on to item four, which is the announcement of appeal rights. I want to let those listening know that any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA Governing Board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and appeal application can be found on the TRPA website. We'll now move on to item five, public hearing items. The first item is item 5A, the Alexander Land Capability Challenge. 435 Lakeview Avenue in Washoe County. The assessor's parcel number is 123-122-03. And the TRPA file number is LCAP2020-0379. Julie Roll, would you please introduce this item?
Yes. Hi, Andrew. This is Julie Roll. This land capability challenge was actually reviewed by one of our soils consultants, Marshall Monarchy. I have not received any public comment on this item, and I actually do have one change that was pointed out by the applicant's representative today. The table on page two, which summarizes the area within each land capability district. We have the numbers for the class four and the class two swapped by accident. It's actually in the first paragraph of the staff report. It has the correct square footage. And so I'm changing it. So the class four should be 17,497 square feet and the class two area 4,285. And the staff report had them mixed up and backwards. So just that's the only change and nothing else on my end.
Thank you, Julie. We'll incorporate that change into today's record, the table on page two of the staff report. We will reverse the proposed LCC areas that are shown for class four and class two. They are shown, I see that, on the summary and staff recommendation first paragraph on page one of the staff report. So they should now be consistent. I've read through the information and don't have any questions or comments of either Marcel or of Julie on this one. Thank you. One question, Julie, it looks like the mapping that would be the proposed land capability map for this parcel that's in our packets, it looks like that has the proportions correct on it.
Correct.
Can you verify that?
Yes, Andrew, that's Correct. It's pretty obvious when you look at it that the class two area is much smaller. So.
Exactly. Yes, that's right. And do we need to add to this map the square footages, or are they already addressed elsewhere that satisfactory?
I think the address elsewhere will, I'll send out a letter to summarize the approval once this is, you know, been approved. So that'll have that square footage.
Very good. Any questions from the applicant?
Now, this is Gary Furumoto, and I'm representing Mark Alexander. We've read through the staff report and are in support of the staff support. Thank you.
Thank you. At this point, I will open the public hearing and turn it over to Robbie, who will look for a show of hands to see if there's anyone today's meeting who would like to offer a public comment. Robbie?
Any members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand and I will announce and unmute you. You'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. No hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you. Seeing that we have no public comment on this, and Julie, you did state that we have no comment that was received, email or otherwise, on this item?
That's correct.
Very good. I will close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information as we have updated it in today's staff report, including the findings and the rationale and conclusions that are listed in the staff report and the attached map and soil study along with photographs, I will approve the land capability challenge as presented for the Alexander parcel on Lakeview Avenue in Washoe County.
Thank you, Andrew.
Let's move on to item 5B. The Morrison Land Capability Challenge, located at 160 Sierra Terrace, Placer County, California. The assessor's parcel number is 094-150-019, and the TRPA file number is LCAP-2020-0485. Julie, I believe this is also your item. If you would please get us started.
Sure, this is Julie again. So this land capability challenge was reviewed by Phil Scholes, another one of our outsourced soils consultants. I've not received any comment on this from the public, and there are no changes to report on this one. So everything is as is.
Thank you, Julie. I'm just making a note here. Phil, you're here, right? Can you hear me, Phil? I'm sorry, Phil Scholes, if you can hear me and can unmute yourself, I have a question.
Sorry about that.
Good. Is that you, Phil?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you. As I have asked before, will you please walk us through what you have found on the ground in this particular location that would move us from a Class 1B that was once verified in the field by our staff several number of years ago. What is going on the ground there that would support the findings and the conclusion that this would revise the land capability from 100% 1B to 100% Class 6, please?
Yes, thank you for that. One thing is worth noting is that when a land capability verification occurs, they're not looking specifically at the ground characteristics, you know, down to 4 or 5 feet like we do in a challenge. They're looking primarily at slope and presence or absence of SEZ. And so if something is either mismapped or just it does turn out that something's different than there, they don't have the ability under that program of a verification to change it. That being said, this general area has a fair amount of SEZ or Class 1B mapped, and a lot of it is attributed to that there's a very steep slope, on the north side of Highway 28 below a large cliff. There's just a seepage zone, and that sort of drains towards the lake. Within that area, there are pockets of higher ground that don't get wet from that seepage. And in the soil science community, we call these inclusions. Inclusions are areas of a different soil, but they don't get mapped because they're too small for the scale that they're mapping at. And a typical soil survey that was done in 1974 might have a minimum map size of 20 or 40 acres. And so anything that's smaller than that gets acknowledged in the technical findings, but they physically don't map it out. So this particular spot is one of those inclusions where you have an area that has had soil eroded from higher ground and deposited on the lower ground as it sort of flattens out towards getting closer and closer to the lake. And that kind of material gets deposited by sheet erosion over thousands or tens of thousands of years. And so that's what we have here, is essentially a colluvial slope of better drained material sitting on top of older sediment and materials that have been deposited by lake processes. So it's a little pocket of high ground that's, for most of this little neighborhood. But if you were to go further to the west, you find areas that are more seepy in the vicinity of the state park campground. The other thing that's maybe worth noting on here is there is an artificial landscape feature that looks like a stream bed, but it is essentially fed by street runoff. And so we don't count those as an SEZ. At the time we were doing our field investigation, it didn't have any flow in it, and it didn't have any evidence of flow that you typically associate with a stream, like having little kinds of debris sort of accumulate on the edges and having sort of a scoured look to it. It's very clearly a artificial feature. And the other thing we didn't find that might be expected in other areas along the lake is a rim of SEZ along the shoreline. In this particular case, didn't see any indication on properties to the east or west that would have that had SEZ characteristics. Now, that being said, this site itself has a seawall, so it wouldn't be observed on site, so we had to look off site.
Thank you, Phil. It's very helpful. In the presence that I noted as unique in one of the photographs that were part of our staff report was the presence of cobbles down below that seawall or break or
yes,
retaining wall mentioned.
Yeah, those cobbles we see to some extent in the bottom of the soil pit closest to the lake, and so that those materials were laid down under a condition that at a time when they were the surface, and then over the last presumably 10 or 20,000 years, the eroding material from above has buried them under 4 feet of colluvial material.
And that photograph that you mentioned, Phil, that's in our staff report, can you just let us know the number of that photo?
Okay, Julie, I don't have that document open, but if you hold on for a second, I will tell you in a second here. That looks like that was, photograph number 3, that you can see the cobbles exposed where in the lake level dropped down later in the season, and in the soil,
in the pit.
Yeah, and photographs 6 and 7 are pictures of the soil and the soil pit showing the rockiness down there. Sometimes it's a little harder to see the rockiness simply because there's other soil mixed in with it, whereas on the shoreline, all those fines have been washed away.
Sure, that makes sense. Thank you, Phil. That's very helpful. It was an unusual It strikes me as an unusual combination of factors happening here that led to the conclusion.
Yeah.
I don't have any other comments for the staff or our outside consultant. Thank you for that. That's very helpful. At this point, I will ask the applicant if they have any questions or comments.
Good afternoon, Mr. Strain, Wyatt Ogilvie, in representation of Jim Morrison, the landowner, and we've read the staff report, the findings, and support the findings within the staff summary, and have no comment unless you have any questions for me.
Thank you, Wyatt. At this point, I will open the public hearing and turn it over once again to Robbie, who will look for a show of hands from our participants today to see if anyone has public comment to offer. Robbie?
Once again, any members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. If you'd like to make a comment, please raise your hand and I will announce and unmute you. Then you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. No hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you. Seeing how we have no public comment to offer, and Julie has previously noted that we received no public comment prior to the meeting, I will close the public hearing and take action on this matter. Based on the information that's contained in the staff report and as was further presented this afternoon, including the findings and the rationale and information on which they are based, I will approve the Morrison Land Capability Challenge located at 160 Sierra Terrace in Placer County as proposed. That brings us to item 6 on today's agenda, adjournment. Seeing how we have no other business to address today, I will adjourn the meeting. Thank everyone for participating and the staff for their great support for our meeting today. Thank you very much, and we'll stand adjourned.
Thank you.